T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go right to him. Let's treat this like a Friday. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us. Mike, good morning. Happy early Thanksgiving to you. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys today?
We're good. Man, we got so much stuff going. Hey, you know, to kind of switch things up here a little bit, officials, the Dolphins been a little upset the last few weeks on some calls to go along with some of the bad football they're playing. Would you like to see the calls where the league would come out and say, officials blew it on 3 or 4 calls? Would it be good for business or bad for business?
I am a firm believer that transparency is always good for business. Without transparency, it creates the impression that people are hiding things. And I know that the officials get graded, and they're very conscious of their grades, and that determines postseason assignments. But I think that, you know, look, everybody else is fair game for criticism. If a player makes a big mistake, if a coach makes a mistake, Mike Mularkey made the point yesterday, because the Titans were on the wrong side of the improper administration
right.
of the forward fumble rule late in Thursday night's game against Pittsburgh. Late in the first half, Antonio Brown fumbled at the 41. Martavis Bryant recovered at the 32. They spotted at the 32. They should have fixed it. The game official, replay official, league office, they all screwed it up, and there should be public accountability. They should be subject to a press conference, not a pool report where one person goes in and asks a couple of questions. They should have to answer questions just like a coach has to, just like a player has to after every game.
Yeah, I just think it'd be good in every city, whether they win or lose, because I know there's been a couple calls late in games, and I said, man, I'd like to know, first of all, if Adam Gase is going to call the league on this, and they're going to let him know, and then, of course, he can't say anything, or he gets fined if it is against them. So we never know. It would be nice to know, though. I think fan bases all across the NFL would love to know, like, hey, was that a good call or bad call? I thought it was a bad call. Oh, it was, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, when Mike Carrera was the VP of officiating, I thought that he did a good job when he'd be on TV or radio, very transparent, very honest about it. But, you know, they don't come out and list all the bad calls. They don't admit them. You have to, like, sleuth them out. And I understand they don't want to tarnish their own brand, but I think it helps the brand if there's an atmosphere of accountability,
right.
If there's an atmosphere of transparency, and no one is running from their mistakes. Coaches can't run from their mistakes. Players can't run from their mistakes.
Nope.
And maybe if the accountability is something more than the private grading process, maybe guys would work a little harder to know the rule book. Maybe they'd be a little more dedicated. Maybe that's fear. You know, fear is a great motivator. Fear of public failure and embarrassment it motivates a lot of people to do a lot of things, and maybe it would help improve the overall officiating in the NFL.
Mike, Jerry Jones now, I read the story, the secret ballot regarding Goodell's contract with the other owners. Like, what's going on here, and is this ever going to end?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it ends if Goodell signs a contract, and I think one of the reasons why the compensation committee hasn't finalized this thing is they just don't know what Jerry Jones is going to do once the deal is done. Here's where it all stands big picture. Back in May, all 32 owners, including Jones, voted to give the compensation committee essentially a blank check to sign Goodell to a new contract, and there were no parameters, there were no limits, there was no preset authority as to how much they could or couldn't pay. And now Jones is regretting that and trying to apply some limits. He tried by being an ad hoc member of the committee to get the contract into a spot where he wanted it to be. He wants accountability for the commissioner. He wants to reduce the commissioner's powers, and he's not letting it go. And the secret ballot would be a device for allowing owners who don't want to put their name to the vote publicly, who may have concerns about it, but they think politically it wouldn't be wise to take on the commissioner publicly, right? Because the commissioner's going to know who
right.
voted in favor and who voted against it. So if you are against it, if you are opposed to the commissioner's contract and you fear a reprisal, then this is a smart way to do it. And it makes it not awkward among your other owners who may be pushing you to go along with this. So I think that Jerry Jones' methods may be questionable, and he's upset a lot of owners with his tactics. But any time that I explain to someone that Jerry Jones believes he's acting in the best interest of the league, most people respond by saying, isn't he? And I mean, that's the bottom line. He may be in a position where he has a good point. He's just not expressing himself all that eloquently.
It would sound a lot better if it was coming from another owner. There's no question about that. Let me ask you, overall, Mike, you follow Roger Goodell as closely as anybody, the good and the bad through the this year and last year. You think overall he deserves, I don't care what he makes, another contract to be the commissioner? You think somebody else coming in, they could get somebody else ready to go in that position?
Well, and that's the real question, Joe. It's like throwing your quarterback over to the sideline. Who's going to take his place,
right?
So I don't know enough about who the alternative would be to comment on whether or not it shouldn't be Goodell. And one of the reasons they're pushing to get this done now, and they admitted this during a media briefing last week, they do these once or twice a week. Joe Lockhart, the former Bill Clinton White House press secretary, he said they want to get this done because they've got some big negotiations coming up. They have a CBA that expires in early 2021. They've got Monday Night Football that expires after the 2021 season. They've got all the other TV deals that expire after 2022. They understand that time is of the essence from the standpoint of having certainty. You don't want the uncertainty of the commissioner's contract to be leverage in any early negotiations. So you get the commissioner extended beyond the triggers for the CBA and the network talks, and then you know he's your guy, he's the leader, he's the one who's going to be in charge of these negotiations, and that sends a strong message of unity to the people they're going to be negotiating with. And that's the reality. Everything that's going on now, it's a message of unity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.